ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the Dally M's might be rugby league's night of nights, but it was a dress that had the people talking. When Sala Moisha Fuifui, the partner of Penrith winger Brian To'o, stepped out on the red carpet in her beautiful Samoan tapa dress, they were accused of stealing the show. Her dress was made by Brisbane designer Vailuanga Luce Yuli, and she spoke with Talia Olatia, saying that she only received the call to make the dress late last week.
I received this call from Sala Rupati. She is the girlfriend of one of the players in the NRL. When she called me, she asked me that she wanted a dress made by Monday. Yeah, so, and I said to her, okay, what type of dress that you're after? She told me what it was. And she also said to me that she wanted a red carpet quality dress. And then I said to her, did you also consider who would be a designer that can actually get you a dress made in just very short notice? And she said, yeah, you.
No pressure.
I have a lot of people recommending you that you can, you're good and you can... And then, we laughed a bit. And then she came over, had her measurements done on Friday morning. There was no time mucking around about making this dress. All I was focusing on is to make sure that we make this dress and have this look executed and make sure it's ready for her.
Tell me about the dress, because this is not just, you know, a red carpet dress, a crazy amount of time in which to do it. You've also got like culture in it as well. So can you tell me about the process of making the dress, designing the dress, and just all the elements that went into why it just looked so beautiful when it was there on that red carpet?
With Sala, she only knew that she wanted a type of dress, but she didn't know what this type of dress is going to look like. So great, she made me more nervous right there and then. So after we get her measured, that's when I knew, and looking at her body, and I knew then what be more suitable for her. So then I suggested to her that she would have the dress in such way, you know, as a corset and also a two-piece that's a high skirt with a mermaid effect at the bottom. And all that. She really liked the idea. And then she said, I trust you and we'll just go for it. And then I asked her if she needed to provide the tapa, because I don't have tapa fabric with me. And especially during this time, it's so hard to import fabrics like that, because they are very rare to find, and you won't ever find that in the normal fabric shop. That is pretty much a tree made out of a tree bark, and it's called siapo or tapa, and it's a non-conventional fabric as well. It's so hard to try and sew it up together.
And can I just ask about the dress? Because obviously it's made out of tapa cloth, not a conventional fabric, as you were saying. Did you have any rules in terms of like how to sit in it? Like, could you eat or drink in it or anything like that? Was it like a comfortable dress to wear as well?
It can be comfortable depending on how a designer would design. Like, for example, I can say it's as close as paper, because pretty much it's made out of tree bark. But with something like this, we can put the linen fabric to line inside, you know, to make sure that she's comfortable when sitting, or, you know, especially sitting in the car whilst driving to the event. So make sure that it's comfortable in that way.
Mm. So not only looking beautiful, but also being practical as well, something else that you have to consider.
Because otherwise, if she makes one wrong move, it could tear. You know, it's a sensitive fabric, but it can be practical if it's made and constructed in a way that it's supposed to be, yeah.
And how did you learn to work with this fabric?
Well, I grew up as a young girl with my mother who always worked with non-conventional fabrics and materials. So, yeah, I learned that anything can go. You must make anything out of anything and look pretty or look extravagant or spectacular.
And obviously the dress, it made it. You did what you needed to do. Can you describe the dress for me as, you know, how you see it as a designer? If someone hadn't seen a picture of it, how would you describe the dress?
I would describe the dress. It's a symbolic of our culture, and not only as our culture, but it goes to show that this dress has to uniquely showcase how beautiful a young woman like Sala would look, you know, in and how she wanted so much to make our culture to be part of her and her boyfriend's special night. Mm. Yeah.
And what was it like for you to see the reaction that people were having to the dress as well? Because obviously we know that there are a lot of Pacific Islanders who play NRL, but you don't often see, you know, such a display of Samoan culture, a display of Samoan identity as we did on that red carpet with that dress. So what was your reaction to the excited reaction from everyone else seeing that statement and that significance of seeing a dress like that on the red carpet?
I felt so proud of myself, but not only that, I felt so proud of Sala and even Brian to take this dress or my design dress and display it on such a big public forum, because you don't often see that to be displayed on there. And it's also, it reminds our young people these days to embrace our culture even more in a way that they will want to showcase such piece of our traditional wear. Like Sala did, she was not scared to turn up with something traditional and, yeah, made out of non-conventional materials. So good on her that she is so very proud of her culture, because not so many young generation these days can often feel or think like that.
It really was such a beautiful dress. And if you go online to check out the photos of when you can see them on the red carpet, Brian To'o is actually fanning out the mermaid tail to make sure that the dress looks absolutely stunning in those photos. It's really worth checking out. It's so lovely. That there was Brisbane designer Vailuanga Luce Yuli speaking to Talia Olatia. And you can check out her work at the Luce Exclusive Styles on Facebook and Instagram.